I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul, where Syria is threatening to become a victim of Turkish-Israeli rivalry. Analysts warn Israel is increasingly alarmed at Turkey's growing military and diplomatic influence in Syria, while Ankara accuses Israel of seeking to undermine Syria's new rulers. Turkish and Israeli leaders are battling over the future of Syria. Analysts say Israel is increasingly concerned over Syria's new regime and Turkey's growing influence over its leadership, warns Galia Lindenstrauss, an Israeli foreign policy specialist at the Institute for National Security Studies in Tel Aviv.
The view is that not very optimistic about the future of Syria in terms of that it will become a potential threat to Israel, and that in this potential threat, the fact that Turkey will be dominant, Turkey will bases inside Syria, Turkey will put air defense inside Syria, and Israel's room to maneuver will be limited, is also dangerous to Israel, and hence Israel should present a hard line.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's strong support of Hamas has strained relations with Israel. Now, Syria is threatening to become a new source of tension. In a speech this month, Erdogan gave a widely interpreted, thinly veiled warning to Israel to stop undermining Damascus's new rulers, with whom Ankara has close ties with.
Suriye'deki etnik ve dini aidiyetleri kışkırtarak,
those who hope to benefit from the instability of Syria by provoking ethnic and religious affiliations in the country should know that they will not achieve their goals.
Hedeflerine ulaşamayacaklarını bilmelidir.
Erdogan's speech followed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's offer of support to Syria's Druze and Kurdish minorities. Analysts say Ankara and Jerusalem have conflicting views over the future of Syria. Selim Nasi is a visiting fellow at the London School of Economics, Contemporary Turkish Studies Department.
Turkey wants to see a secure and stabilized unitary state under al-Sharaa's transitional government. Israel, on the other hand, wants to see a weak and fragmented Syria. Israel's main concern has always been securing its northern border.
Israeli forces are occupying Syrian territory along its northern border, which is home to many of Syria's Druze minority. But on Monday, Kurdish-led forces of the Syrian Democratic Forces, the SDF, signed an agreement to integrate its administration and military with Syria's transitional government. The SDF controls a large swathe of Syria. With Damascus tightening its control, analysts say Israel will be concerned over Turkey expanding its existing military presence inside Syria. Soli Ozel, teacher of international relations at the Institute for Human Studies in Vienna.
Especially if Turkey wishes to have military posts in the south of the country, I suppose with the permission of the government in Damascus, then the two sides would be very close with military forces, and that, I think, is a fairly dangerous or volatile, incendiary situation.
Analysts warn such a military presence, if extended to air bases, could threaten Israel's current unchallenged access to Syrian airspace. But Galia Lindenstrauss, an Israeli foreign policy specialist, suggests the two countries can still cooperate.
Things can change. Israel and Turkey can resume cooperation. They can pave the way to hopefully reconstruction in Syria in ways that will not threaten Israel. But currently, this is not the path that seems to be taken by the Erdogan regime. And it's not the path that I see being taken by Netanyahu and his government.
With Erdogan and Netanyahu making little secret of their dislike and distrust, that rivalry, analysts warn, threatens to extend to Syria, further complicating the country's transition from the Assad regime. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.